all new windows, all new roofs, and major improvements on the inside, ADA upgrades. It's really great. I know there's a little bit of work to do left on the front piece, but it's really going to be spectacular. That's a heavily used library. I mean, it's the busiest branch after the main library. North Quincy does the biggest business, so it makes sense geographically the way it's located as well. But I know I had a neighbor of mine who was hounding me to get that thing open. He loved it. He's a retired guy, so I know he's happy.
Yeah, there were a lot of smiling faces when I was there being welcomed back, so it was nice to see.
Absolutely.
Mayor, I understand the city is under a cyber attack.
You heard, huh?
I heard because it impacted the police department first, and I deal with them every day, but I know it's more widespread than that.
It is, and, you know, this is the world we live in now. We do have an excellent company that, you know, protects our systems from such things. And then, of course, they brought in their forensic team over the weekend and essentially went through the entire system and trying to find out in every area what kind of access they might have gotten, if any. You know, I'm expecting a report later today in detail, but it appears that it's not as bad as we had thought it could be, but it's not to say that there aren't some issues, but it does not appear that anyone's information working for the city or anything was any access gained there at all. So it's, you know, it's one of those things you read about it all the time. Private businesses and hospitals, they deal with it. You know, this person could be in a basement down the street or somewhere around the world. We, you know, it's just a crazy world in that respect. So we're on it, and I, you know, we'll make some further adjustments and upgrades and recommendations we get from our security experts to keep it from happening again, I hope.
Has there been any demand for money at all in this
year? No.
No, okay. So So you really don't know if they actually stole any data.
Well, they know that they accessed certain files, but nothing's missing.
Okay.
And they're still washing through everything. So, yeah. But I expect a report sometime later today. They were in all weekend. They were actually looking at each and every, you know, desktop computer in City Hall and the other agencies. And it's incredible. You learn so much in going through these things. But, you know, how a virus can get in and the damage it can do, it's pretty amazing. And these people, I think they just sit in places and run different codes until they get a hit somewhere. Anyway, we're on it. Brian Glavin, our IT director, has done an outstanding job dealing with it, handling the team, if you will, and making sure we get back to normal. Thankfully, the police, 911 system did not get affected, which is obviously great. I can't have that down. But, it's a learning experience, that's for sure.
Yeah. Is there, I'm assuming there's a backup. Everything's backed up.
Yes.
So there is that in the event. Okay. Boy, oh boy, the times we live in, like you say.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about some items at the City Council meeting last night? A couple of requests for funding, first for the Squantum Elementary School. Where does that stand now?
Yeah, that would be the next step. Mm-hmm. So, the school building authority essentially has a process by which you follow, and this is the next step. We were invited in, now going through the study. And now it gets real. Now we start to spend some money and get into some early iterations and begin to move forward. So, it's a stretched out process, but nonetheless, we're in the process and there's no turning back now. So this will begin the official work with the architects and engineers on coming up with some iterations.
Some of the councilors inquired about whether or not the new school could be a net zero building. Is that a possibility?
I don't know. It's early for that, Joe. I mean, we do strive for, a building that would be extremely environmentally friendly. We strive for a building that's quality that will last a long, long time. And then you try to find economies so that we're not paying for things that we don't need. So, it's a balance act. And we'll figure it out. I don't know yet if we can meet the net zero. Some of that depends on where the school is situated and what the ground is like and what the water table is like. There's a lot of issues there. So we'll certainly look toward that, but we'll see what happens.
Is the plan to use the existing footprint of the current school?
Well, the beauty is we have city-owned land right behind it, mm-hmm. you know, with parkland there. So, you know, my guess is there'll be a brand new facility, and the old school will come down and replace the green space that the new school will have taken up.
Okay.
So it's kind of a swap off of the land. Probably spend a little time on engineering with traffic in the in driveways and make things a little cleaner. Well, you know, these schools were designed, they weren't designed for cars to be dropping kids off. They were designed for kids walking to school.
Right. Yep.
So we're going to make some adjustments on the traffic configuration as well. But my guess is it will be a little bit more residential looking, the building. Hmm. I mean, you're in the heart of a residential neighborhood. Certainly don't want a commercial looking building. So, and you know, there's some talk with that we, like we did at Central, we took some elements from the old building and try to incorporate it into the new building.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, it's early in the process, but it should be a really good process and a fun process in some ways.
Okay, very good. And also, as you're well aware, a request for $2.3 million for two new fire department apparatus.
Yeah, a million doesn't go like it used to go, Joe. It's, I've been around government for a long time, and to see the numbers on fire apparatus, and it's true of everything, but they take so long. It's not like a dealership, although these times you can't go up to a dealership and buy something off the lot either.
That's true.
But you know, the fire apparatus, they're built to order. They're built from the scratch, from the ground up, and they take time. So, you know, we know that, you know, our equipment, where it is, the life of things, and we need another ladder truck and we need another engine. And, you know, we're not going to get it tomorrow, so if we get in the pipeline now, hopefully a year and a half out or so, we'll get them delivered. And, again, we got to give our employees the tools they need, the resources they need to do the job we expect of them.
Which ones would be replaced?
Well, I you know, that's up to the chief.
Okay.
I know that sometimes they shift things around. For example, some stations are much busier than others.
Yep.
So a newer engine may go to a busier station, and then one of those engines gets moved to one of the stations that may not be as busy. So that's up to the chief to figure out how he works it. You know, I have confidence in him and the department to mm-hmm. figure that out.
Sure.
I know that the spare right now, the spare ladder truck is 26 years old.
Wow, okay.
And you know, just replacing a frontline one, that frontline one then becomes the spare, and it's a lot newer than a 26-year-old piece. And when you're talking ladder trucks, you know, the age of those things, you don't want to fool around with, you know, a 110-foot aerial ladder going up and
right.
having that kind of age to it. It's not good.
Would this be a tiller ladder like the last one?
I believe it will be. They're very happy with that.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to negotiate around the streets and neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So, I believe it will be.
Councilor Mahoney had suggested possibly using some pandemic relief funds to purchase those vehicles. Is that a possibility?
I'm not sure it's eligible. I mean, we check things all the time. I know it wasn't eligible a year ago, but federal government continues to evolve and change rules all the time. So we watch that closely to see how best the federal dollars can be spent. But in either case, we got to get moving on it, just like we do a bond for a school. If we get a certain percentage reimbursement, we get it, and then we don't spend as much. So we're always on, you know, lifting the rocks up, looking for state and federal dollars. So we've done very well in that regard overall.
Sure. Mayor, I remembered this morning you were still waiting to hear from the Boston Public Library about the John Adams collection. Any news on that?
There are no new news on that, Joe.
Okay.
We're going to follow up again in the near future. I've got some attorneys looking at it for us to see the best strategy and approach going forward. We tried the nice guy approach, but I'm not sure that's going to work. So,
very good. Thank you for your time, Mayor, and enjoy the rain.
Yeah, I'm much better. I will enjoy the rain this time of year. Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.